1370 WGCL.
All right, welcome back. Glass in the afternoon. Bloomington's Voice, 98.7 AM 1370 and WGCLradio.com. Thursday night football is tomorrow night. Kansas City, the Fighting Taylor Swifts, will be hosting the Denver Nuggets. The Nuggets in town. No, that's the Broncos and Chiefs. Let's have some fun. Can we please? Mahomes, Swift, Kelsey, 7:30 for an 8:15 kickoff or 8:20 kickoff or just after 8:15. How about that? High school football Friday, the Prince Bowl, all the purple in South Central Indiana that you can fit in Huff Memorial Stadium. The Seymour Owls, who? The Owls. They're in town to take on the South Panthers. Joe Smith and Dave Novak will get things started with the coaches or the principals or the commissioner's minute. 6:25, pregame at 6:30. We'll kick it at 7 p.m. on a perhaps rainy evening in Indiana. Make sure you're aware of that if you're going to be outdoors for anything on your fall break. Miami, North Carolina, Saturday night college football starting at 7:30. And the Colts and Jaguars, noon on Sunday, first place in the AFC South. Ready to go, Bills and Giants, Sunday night football. One of the giants in the food industry locally is my great friend Jordan Davis. He has returned from his relaxing vacation on the lake, and he is back. Good afternoon. I missed you. How are you?
Good, man. Yeah, got the batteries all charged up and just getting back into the flow of things here the last few days.
I like it. I like it. I saw this tweet. It made me laugh. I'll share it with you. It's from our friends at WTHR in Indianapolis. If somehow you beat the lottery's astronomical odds in winning the Powerball jackpot, you'll have a hefty tax bill waiting for you. You know what? I will gladly pay it. I will give you all of the tax money you would like, because I will have a hefty amount left over in my pocket after doing so. Are you a Powerball player?
Yeah, what a glass half empty outlook. I hate that.
What do you think they're going to do? Oh, I'm not going to play now. I got to pay a lot of tax. Oh.
Yeah, I'll play every now and then when it gets real big. I'll buy a ticket if I happen to be at the gas station on a Wednesday or a Saturday.
Well, you better do so. You're going to get 1.6 billion. It's ridiculous. So if you don't want to play, that's fine. That's why I tell everybody that's more for me. That's how I look at it. Your brush with fame yesterday. You caught some fish on the internet, buddy. Boy, how many hooks did you have to take out? Holy cow! So those of you who are not paying attention yesterday, and that's okay if you're not, Kendall Jenner, I'll have you explain who that is here in a moment, was in town selling tequila to all the girls and boys throughout different places here in Bloomington, and you put on social media that you were having her on your podcast. That was delightful because the net you had, I mean, you have fish for weeks. You're going to be eating fish 50 different ways, man. That was good. Congratulations. Nicely done.
Yeah. I thought it was pretty clearly a joke. I mean, Kendall Jenner isn't necessarily someone I care about, but she has 400 million like Instagram followers. So I'm like, oh, like this will be funny. Obviously, I didn't pull someone with 400 million Instagram followers to come on the No Dishes podcast, but a lot of people fell for it. And I felt bad because I was just trying to make a joke, but yeah, it worked out. I ended up having, so yeah, she was in town to promote her tequila, and I had scheduled local tequila expert and nation worldwide. He's like the number two tequila influencer in the world. That's
really?
Not a celebrity. And he's got an Instagram following of like 140,000, but he really knows his stuff. And he came on, and he did not hold back on his thoughts on how poor her tequila is.
Whoa, hey. Well, these things happen, don't they? I mean, if you're not making them from the proper stuff and you're not distilling it in the proper way and storing it in the proper, we know a lot of products from celebrities. They just slap their name on it, and people will just drink it because of their favorite actor, rapper, or whatever it is. So
right. You
got to go out there and try them all. But did you get into the jet wash of any of that yesterday? I saw she was at Croguchi on the east side and Upstairs Pub downtown and Big Red somewhere. I mean, I guess it's fun for our little burg when a big celebrity like that comes into town.
Yeah. I mean, it's fun. It's a distraction, you know, for people that, you know, are fans of her. You know, if there was someone I was a fan of in town, I would have gotten real hyped seeing if I could left work. But yeah, I didn't go out of my way. But yeah, they had a packed house at Upstairs. I love the folks over there. So I was happy to see them doing well. They had a line. You know, I heard it was 3/4 of a mile long.
Whoa.
Pretty long line to get in there. And then, yeah, Crow Gucci, Big Red Downtown. Happy for all of them to have just such a cool event. But I was not able to get away from my ice cream duties.
Jordan Davis is my guest. He is the operations manager at the Chocolate Moose. He is the podcast impresario. No Dishes, wherever you get your podcast. And he checks in with me, makes time for little old me on Wednesday afternoons. And we can tell you about all the great things going on in the food scene here locally. Now, I'm going to confess, I know who Kendall Jenner is. I have no idea what she does. What does she do?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, she's...
that's good enough. We'll leave it right there. All right.
Yeah. she's Kim Kardashian's sister. That's
you guys are just jealous. That's right. We are jealous. Jordan and I are jealous that we can't make average tequila and jet set around and sell it. That we are. You're exactly right. We are jealous. Well, it's great she came here because that means we've got some cool stuff happening. You want to blame it on the college? Great. We've got a great food and beverage scene as well, so that's also cool. You were on vacation. Did you dream about food? Did you miss anything from Bloomington? What goes on when you try to shut it off, and what exactly do you shut off?
Yeah, man, you know what? I've just been going up to Culver for as long as I've been alive, at least once every summer, and I've got my favorites up there, so they're pretty good at distracting me from, you know, what I'm missing in Bloomington, and they do some really cool stuff. The Cafe Max has a sinful French toast, which is their homemade cinnamon roll, and they smash it on the flat top, caramelize the icing. It's delicious. I also tried out an Italian restaurant I've never been to, but it's called Lucrezia, and had some really good lamb, like, on the bone. It was really good.
Lamb shank, huh? All right. I can live with that. See, I'm tough. When I go to Italian, though, I got to get sauces and all the other stuff. So, but I get it. That sounds tasty. It always sounds tasty. Before we get to more of your food endeavors throughout the last couple of weeks, we have, I don't want to say it's a big announcement, but it's a big reminder. There are only a handful of Food Truck Fridays remaining on the 2023 calendar. Tell us what's in store for the rest of the month.
Yeah, we only got 3 left this week. We got a really good lineup, Little Bull Thai. I had some of their food before I left for vacation. I'd had it before, but just really great pad thai and other dishes that they do over there. Playing in Bloomington, they're the new vegan vegetarian truck in town. Erica Yoakum, who started the original Feast, she's kind of the master behind that. They'll be there for lunch and for dinner, but take a break from 2 to 5. And then we'll have Rasta Pops, Uno Mas Taco Truck, Pinoy Garden, JS Thai Food, Arepa Burger, Ellie Mae Smoked Barbecue, Fried Hoosier Food Truck, La Poblana Donor Kebab, and, of course, Chocolate Moose. We'll be there 11 to 8, not 11 to 9, October and April. We end an hour early because the sun sets so early. It gets a little chilly. So it'll be 11 to 8 at Switchyard Park. Josh Jr. Huey is going to be playing music from 5:30 to 6:30. And from 6:30 to 8, we have Otto and the Motors.
I like it. Friday's forecast, 78. Partly cloudy skies in the morning. Occasional showers in the afternoon. A steady rain in the evening. So just I want everybody to be aware. But it's not going to be cold. That's the good news, because we only have 3 of these. Remaining. When did you leave for vacation? I missed you last Wednesday. I want to go back to Lotus quickly, because that was a big weekend since your trucks were downtown all weekend. How did everything go? How was the Lotus turnout? I was in the Lotus during the day. I wasn't out for the late night stuff, but what did you guys learn from the 30th edition of Lotus Fest?
Just that we're lucky to be a part. I mean, all the folks over at Lotus do an incredible job of putting that event on. It's such a quintessential Bloomington event through and through. We had an amazing turnout, great feedback. We've been doing it for 6 or 7 years now as far as organizing the food trucks. It was just, I don't know, it's just such a cool thing to be downtown. We talk about it when we do Pride Fest, Grand Falloon. You just love to see Kirkwood utilized in a way that the whole community can enjoy it, different food going on. You have your brick and mortars. You still have Fat Dan there. We want to make sure we support them when we're bringing in 12 different people serving food too. So we're appreciative of them being so cool. And it's awesome. I just love Lotus so much. And I purposely leave the day after Lotus every year for a week, because that's like my final finish line for our busiest season. October's okay, but that means I've successfully made it through August and September, and I can reward myself a little bit.
Yeah, kids, folks eat more ice cream when it's warm out. Not sunshine's great, but when it's warm out. And I think warm is probably behind us. Tomorrow, though, you're going to get busy. 80 and sunshine. That'll be fun. That'll get everybody out at least one final time there. It's been weird. We've had a weird football season this year for Indiana because of some of the odd dates games have been played on. Homecoming is next week, and that's our only home game in 5 weeks. And that's weird, isn't it?
Yeah, it's crazy. Yeah, I was looking at it. I had to double-check the calendar.
It is. It's disjointed because you go so far between games, it doesn't even feel like it's a season. It's a whole deal. And then I read today as well, guess what? Big Ten Conference going to do more Friday games coming up in 2024. Here, I have a quick retort to that.
See, this is, I don't care what anyone says, this is a show for intellectuals.
It is. So, deep terminology, three-syllable words like.
It's one of my favorite. I didn't realize your lexicon was so vast.
Well, it is. Let's talk about raising money for good causes. There's two ways you can do it, at least that I know of in the next coming days. Tonight. Did you see the story when you were on vacation about my sister's closet being robbed of over $50,000 worth of stuff? Did you see that?
Yeah, it's absolutely disgusting.
It is. Well, Domino's Pizza in Ellettsville tonight, I'm reading on the Bloomington Foodies page, is going to help out. 20% of your order will be donated to My Sister's Closet. Now, that's the Ellettsville store, okay? So I want everybody to say it with me. It's the Ellettsville store. Say you are helping out My Sister's Closet. And this is today. And you say, well, I don't live in that area. They won't deliver to me. Well, go over there and pick it up or just help out My Sister's Closet. It's not hard.
Yeah. And I mean, Donato's, I believe it's local franchise owners. So even though it's a chain, you're still helping some local folks.
Yep. And Domino's as well. We've got some great deals for you. But you don't want to spend the deal tonight. You want to pay menu price so that you can help out My Sister's Closet. Now, I'll be having some fun with my friends at the Kiwanis Club of Bloomington. On Saturday night, I'm going to MC their big fundraiser here in the fall. It is a busy one at Shreve Hall. I want to make sure I get all my partners right here. I don't want to screw this up and have Alan Pease get mad at me. I don't want to do that. I like Alan. Alan and we get along well, and we'll have some fun at the at Shreve Hall, raising money, and the name of the program on Saturday night is the Kiwanis Club of Bloomington Super Supper, Investing in Children. They're going to have Domino's Pizza out there with the Supreme Pizza Bar and Carson's Barbecue. Your ticket's $25. You are going to be entertained by Jazz from Edgewood High School. You are going to be entertained by Rex Hinkle. You are going to see Miss Indiana, Miss IU. You're going to have all of these great things going on, and I will be your master of ceremonies. There'll be raffles and baskets and all kinds of great things, and all that money stays right here in our community. So those are two great ways to get involved today with helping My Sister's Closet, and then the fundraiser on Saturday that I'm a part of will help visually impaired preschool services, the Monroe County Public Library Southwest Branch, and Kiwanis Youth Programs as well. KiwanisBloomington.org. You can get all your tickets and have all your fun doing all of those great things. So we'd like to raise money and help the community. You guys at Chocolate Moose, you guys do dine and donates. You do all kinds of things to help out in that realm.
Yeah, absolutely. We love when people reach out to do dine and donates. We just did one with Scrappers Baseball. We did one with Jill's House Preschool. We're doing some stuff with Hoosier Hills this week. They've got their book fair going on at the fairgrounds all weekend. And, yeah, so if you've got an organization and want to do a dine and donate, please reach out. Contact at moosevtown.com. We'd be happy to make one happen.
Did you go apple picking or pumpkin patching on your vacation, or are you saving that for later this month?
You know, I didn't, but I did go to a farmer's market, which is kind of out of character for me, and got some really good, like, raw honeycomb, some maple apple butter spread, a good blackberry jam, and some nice homemade tamales that were excellent.
Yeah, it's just not all leaves and fruits and berries at those farmer's markets. They got all kinds of good stuff out there, don't they?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I've always thought it was all just produce. I was like, well, I'm not going to cook. So anyway, yeah, there's plenty of good stuff to enjoy.
Did you get any time on the boat? When you were up there, you had 80 degrees for 3 or 4 days, right?
Yeah, man. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday was amazing. It was like high 83, 84. We were in the water. The water wasn't even that chilly. We were hanging out in the water for like hours at a time. There's like a little sandbar there on Lake Maxicuck. You can go hang out. And I was just pulling the boat around, being silly. And yeah, I got very, very lucky with the first few days up there. And then Thursday got real rainy, but I was able to get some work done. And then Friday, Saturday were manageable.
Now that the weather changed on the weekend, I've eaten my weight in chili over the last 4 days. I'm exhausted. What have you been dipping your fork in?
Yeah, you know, I went the night after we talked last, that Thursday night. I went out and saw Ray LaMontagne in Brown County, but beforehand I went and grabbed dinner with my little sister who came into town over at Orbit Room, man. Like, it's not really a place you normally think, like, oh, let's go get dinner before show. But their hot dogs are so creative and so filling and have all these different cool, you know, toppings that are made in-house that we had a really, really great experience over there at Orbit Room.
Now, I want you to explain the Orbit Room to those who walk by it and say, well, I'm obviously not cool enough to walk down those stairs.
Yeah, it can be a little intimidating. They've got a lot of pinball machines. They rotate them out. They have their own in-house pinball mechanic. They show movies from Cicada Cinema. They have live music. They do tons. I think they have trivia as well. They do a ton of cool events there. And it's 21 and over, I believe. But it's just, yeah, they have all these different types of hot dogs, great vegetarian options. And I did a really good, like, pimento cheese starter with crackers. But yeah, so just go down the stairs. Don't be scared.
That's it. And if you don't come out, maybe you'll like it. You'll be great. You'll be great. You'll enjoy it. So the Orbit Room, that checks off one of the boxes as well. What else has been on the menu, buddy?
Checked out Vivencia yesterday. That's been going crazy. Everyone's been talking about there. And I know we've talked about Maru on 7th Street where Butch's was. I've really enjoyed that. But Vivencia is a little more expanded menu. They do breakfast, lunch, dinner. It's at the old Burger King location where the Bowl was on College Mall Road. And I did their, like, chilaquiles tricolor with steak, tortilla chips, a couple different sauces, two over easy eggs. Had a really good caramel latte. So Vivencia over there on College Mall Road is knocking it out of the park from all accounts so far.
Yeah, and I have not been there yet, but the menu's 158 pages, and they get started pretty early in the morning too, don't they?
Yeah, absolutely, yes. No shortage of options, and typically whenever you're hungry, they're going to be open.
Well, that is awfully, awfully cool. And it's, yeah, lunch, dinner, or late night. Just as people have been inquiring on the internet, it has nothing to do with Asian fusion food like the old place did. It is a brand new thing.
Yeah, it's like it's Latin. There's some Venezuelan stuff. There's arepas, so it's a mix of Latin, which obviously encapsulates like Venezuelan, but then American stuff too, some Mexican, a lot of different options.
Delightful.
Jordan Davis is our guest. He's been cranking out podcasts. When's the fresh batch going to land, buddy?
Yeah, coming every Tuesday starting October 24th. October 24th, we'll have our episode with Ed Schwartzman from Gables Bagels and Buffalo Louie's come out. The week after that, we have Don and Sue from Bloomington Bagel Company. We've got a ton of other great episodes already recorded. No Dishes Podcast, No Dishes B-Town on Instagram, No Dishes Bloomington on Facebook. And yeah, we'll have a new, brand new episode out every single Tuesday for 21 straight weeks.
Well, since we haven't talked to you in October, what is the flavor of the month at the Chocolate Moose?
Starting this weekend, we'll have our famous pumpkin ice cream in. So be sure to come in anytime after, you know, Friday evening or Friday afternoon, and it'll get delivered. And we're going to be adding some graham cracker pie crust to it this year.
Dear God. A little shot of whipped cream on the top, just like a pumpkin pie.
Oh, yeah. We'll let you add it on.
Well, I wasn't sweating until now, so that's good. So batteries are charged. You ready to go? You ready for fleece season? You ready for the weather to change?
Yeah, apparently not, because I walked out today in shorts, and I'm like, definitely should have put pants on. It's warmed up now, but this morning it was pretty chilly. But yeah, man, October's still pretty busy for us. Nashville store has been going bonkers.
I was gonna say.
Yeah. Oh man. Well, I didn't realize it was fall break. And normally I'm on top of those things when making the schedule. And we had just a crazy day Monday. And so I'm like, oh, man, we got to figure stuff out for the rest of the week because I did not schedule well enough, you know. So we're pulling people from Bloomington and doing everything we can to make sure people have the best experience they can out there.
And once those leaves start changing, it'll be raining money. And that's a good problem to have as well. All right, final of three Food Truck Fridays this Friday, 11 to 8. Please note the end time there if that's something different for you. Stay warm, stay dry. Enjoy that sunshine tomorrow, buddy, and I can't wait for pumpkin ice cream.
You got it, bud. I'll see you soon. Talk to you next week.
Jordan Davis makes me hungry every time I talk to him. No dishes. Chocolate mousse, all that fun stuff. Big thanks to Jordan for joining us every Wednesday. We better take a time out and pay some bills. Community Lincoln invites you to explore the ultimate in luxury. You can see how Lincoln provides an elevated sense of peace to every moment of your drive. Visit Community Lincoln Showroom today, online, anytime, lincolnofbloomington.net. We're back with Joe Smith Reports. Volleyball time. Hoosiers, Boilers, next.
Community Lincoln of Bloomington is South Central Indiana's exclusive black label Lincoln dealer.